Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Our words have the ability to impact those around us in ways we may not even realize. As believers, it is important that we use our tongues for good. Throughout the Bible, we see the importance of using our words wisely and speaking with love and kindness. In this message, we will explore the importance of using our words for good, drawing on relevant Bible verses to motivate and inspire us. We will reflect on how our words have the power to build up or tear down, and how we can use our tongues to bless and encourage those around us. Let us seek to have hearts filled with the love of Christ so that our words may reflect His character and bring glory to God. The topic is, the power of your tongue. And our Bible text is from James chapter 3 verse 5.
James chapter 3 verse 5. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark.
How do you use your tongue today? Which kind of words proceed from it? Is it words that can build, encourage and give life, or words that will shatter, destroy and kill? The tongue is a powerful tool. With it, we can build up or tear down, encourage or discourage, bless or curse. From our Bible text today in the book of James chapter 3 verse 5, we are warned about the power of the tongue. It says, "The tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark." We must be careful about the words we speak because they have the power to shape our lives and the lives of those around us. The power of the tongue is something that cannot be underestimated. Our words have the ability to build up or tear down, to bring life or death, to bless or curse. As believers, we are called to use our tongues for good, to speak truth and love to those around us. Today, let us reflect on the power of our words and how we can use them to glorify God. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits." This verse reminds us that the words we speak have consequences. We can choose to use our tongues to bring life to those around us or to bring death. Our words have the power to lift someone up or to tear them down, to encourage or to discourage. The words we speak can have a profound impact on the people we interact with, and it's up to us to use our tongues for good. James chapter 3 verses 2-12 provides a vivid description of the power of the tongue. James compares the tongue to a small spark that can set a whole forest on fire. He goes on to say that the tongue is like a ship's rudder that can steer the entire vessel. Our words have the power to direct the course of our lives and the lives of those around us. We must be careful to use our tongues wisely, to speak truth and love instead of falsehood and hate. As Christians, we are called to use our words to build up and encourage one another. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29 says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." Our words should be used to build up others and give grace to those who hear them. We must avoid using our tongues to tear others down or to speak unkindly. Instead, we must speak with love and kindness, showing others the same grace that we have received from God. Colossians chapter 4 verse 6 reminds us to let our speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that we may know how to answer everyone. We must always strive to speak with grace and love, even in difficult situations. Our words should be seasoned with salt, meaning that they should be wise, thoughtful, and well-spoken. We should be prepared to answer anyone who asks us about our faith, and we should do so with grace and kindness. How do you use your tongue today? Do you speak words of grace and upliftment or those of destruction? It's important to remember that our words not only have an impact on others but on ourselves as well. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 24 says, "Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body." When we speak kind and gracious words, we not only bless those around us but also ourselves. Our words have the power to bring healing and health to our own souls. On the other hand, negative and unkind words can have a negative impact on our own well-being. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 4 says, "A gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit." When we speak negatively, it can break our own spirit and lead to feelings of discouragement and despair. We must be careful to use our tongues wisely and speak with gentleness and kindness. As Christians, we must be mindful of the words we use in our daily lives. We must avoid using our tongues to gossip, slander, or speak unkindly. Instead, we should use our words to bless and encourage others, to speak truth and love, and to bring glory to God. Our words have the power to impact the world around us, and we must use them for good. Jesus himself said, "Out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks," Matthew chapter 12 verse 34. If we want to use our tongues for good, we must first examine our hearts. We must ask God to purify our hearts and help us to speak with love and kindness. We should seek to have hearts filled with the love of Christ so that our words may reflect his character. In conclusion, the power of the tongue cannot be underestimated. Our words have the ability to build up or tear down, to bring life or death, to bless or curse. As believers, we are called to use our tongues for good, to speak truth and love to those around us. We must be mindful of the words we use, avoiding negative and unkind speech, and using our words to bless and encourage others. Let us strive to have hearts filled with the love of Christ so that our words may reflect his character and bring glory to God. As you go today, take time to reflect on the power of the tongue and the importance of using your words for good. Ask yourself some questions. How have my words impacted those around me? Have I used my words to build up or tear down? Have I been careful to use my tongue wisely, avoiding negative and unkind speech? And have I asked God to purify my heart and help me to speak with love and kindness? Take some time to pray about these and ask God to help you use our tongues for good. May your words bring life and healing to those around you, and may they bring glory to God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reminder today of the power of the tongue and the importance of using our words for good. We confess that at times we have used our words to tear others down instead of building them up. We ask for forgiveness for any hurtful or negative words we have spoken. Lord, we pray that you would purify our hearts and help us to speak with love and kindness. May our words reflect your character and bring glory to your name. Help us to be mindful of the impact our words have on others and to use our tongues to bless and encourage those around us. We pray that you would give us the strength and wisdom to speak truth and love, even in difficult situations. May our words be seasoned with salt, and may they bring healing and health to our own souls as well as to those around us. Lord, we ask that you would guide us in using our words to make a positive impact on the world around us. Help us to be vessels of your grace and to bring glory to your name through the words we speak. We pray all of these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Numbers chapter 18, chapter 19 and chapter 20. And for the evening, Mark chapter 7 verse 1 to 13. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.